This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hello, this is Igoro, host of the Igoro Show, and you are listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. So keep your ears open and your mouth shut.
Hey, welcome to the Steve and Crypto Show, presented by thestevesrout.com. I'm Steve.
I'm Crypto Zoo. This is episode 139. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We appreciate you. We thank you for giving us a shot. There's a lot of shows you could be listening to out there. So thank you for tagging along with us.
By the time we're done, they're going to be like, damn, I should have listened to one of those other shows.
Yeah. What are those other shows you speak of?
Right? What the fuck is this crap? Where's them other shows?
I don't want to listen to a bunch of guys talking about
poop jokes.
About poop jokes or spitting their ads out all the time. Anyway, buymeacoffee.com/Steve Crypto.
There you go. Might as well go for it now.
There it is. There it is. Go to buymeacoffee.com/Steve Crypto. And that's a great way to contribute to this show. As always, we appreciate anybody who does so. All contributions just go towards everything involving the show. Goes towards merch, goes towards getting us to live events, gets us to basically cover everything here. It helps us out a lot in many ways. We appreciate all of you that have already contributed. We thank you if you're thinking about doing so.
Yeah, it's not free to run the show.
No.
You have to pay for hosting and using programming for recording interviews and all that stuff and, you know, upgrading equipment. I don't know if you said that.
Yep.
You did. Okay. Well, then I'll shut up and let you get back to promoting our stuff.
Also, if you can't get enough of the content we have here and you want more, you can head over to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Steve Crypto. You can get some more bullshit, banter, whatever you want to call it. We spoil movies there. We talk about concerts we've been to. We talk about games, all sorts of different things. Go check it out. patreon.com/Steve Crypto.
Pledge just as little as $1 a month.
That's right.
But the more the better.
That's right.
Carry on, sir.
And if you contribute $1 million, we will have something for you. We will figure it out one day.
Wasn't the plan to like buy a house and have a party?
Yeah, that was mentioned. I mean, that'd be great. Yeah, we could.
That ain't gonna happen. Have,
yeah, why talk about something that's not gonna happen?
We'll invite you to our magical castle and. Anyways.
But I can invite you to our Etsy page, which is Etsy.com/Steve and Crypto merch. We have 2 t-shirt designs waiting for you. There's a coffee mug over there. There's a magnet for your fridge. Go get them all. And, of course, we have a Facebook group we would appreciate if you join. You can contribute to it if you have anything spooky, pop culture-esque that you are working on and you want to put a little piece of it in there. We have quite a few people in the group at this point. So if you are looking for an audience, that might be a great place to go. So just look up Steve and Crypto Show on Facebook. You'll find us. Also social media. You can find us directly at CryptoZoo88 and the Steve Strout on Instagram and X.
And Facebook when it's working.
Facebook when it's working. Yep.
Today's the day. We're recording a day when like Facebook and Instagram broke for a couple hours and
the world lost their minds.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a little while.
Messages. Are you there? Are you back? Are you on? Are you able to get in?
So,
are you alive?
We're letting you guys know, if you're listening to this, we're alive and well, if you were wondering. Probably not, but in case you were.
Yeah. They're like, damn, they're alive still?
Yeah. We're alive and well, and we're on Good Pods. We are actually the number 3 podcast on Good Pods right now, which is kind of cool. So... We've been on that list off and on for quite a while.
We've been hanging in the top 10, and I don't know how many shows are on Good Pods. I'm sure there's thousands, so we're doing pretty good.
That feels pretty good, yeah.
That's exciting. There's also other exciting stuff that we will mention, but before I get into that, got to point out that you probably noticed at the top of the show that we are part of the Deluxe Edition Network, which is a collective of over 20, I don't know, like 500 independent podcasts that with such a wide variety of topics and show genres and stuff, from sports to comedy to pop
bacon.
Culture. Bacon, I guess. did I say sports? I did say sports. Lots of good stuff over there. A lot of great shows, including the podcast of the month. There are two this month. We have Baird Laws, which is a really popular show over there. And we have Bacon Is My Podcast. I haven't listened to bacon yet. It's like, I enjoy bacon. I like bacon. I haven't eaten real bacon in a long time, but I remember really enjoying bacon, so it's probably a good show.
My four-year-old loves bacon, so he would probably enjoy the show, I imagine.
Make him listen to it.
Yeah.
He'd be like, fart sounds? They're like, what the hell is he talking about, fart sounds? It's a little inside joke I have with his kids.
Yeah.
It's a nickname for each other. We have a little secret club called the Fart Sounds Club.
Steve is Uncle Fart Sounds.
Yeah, because, you know, they're children and farts are funny to them. And we are immature adults and farts are funny to us. So, yeah, the Fart Sound Club. You want to join? Join our Patreon. Join our Patreon. You can get in on the Fart Sound Club. That's another. We should make that a tier, like $5 a month during the Fart Sound Club.
It's coming. It's, yeah.
I don't like doing tears. I like just chip in whenever you can to help the show.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you mentioned that we're doing well on Good Pods. It's exciting.
Yeah. Yep.
We also are excited to announce that, once again, we have been nominated for Best Podcast in the Rondo Awards.
Third time in a row.
Let's make the third time the charm. Let's get some votes in. Let's make it a... Let's at least get an honorable mention. Let's make a good showing for ourselves. They're like, yeah, we're not voting for the fucking poop joke, guys. Yeah,
voting is super easy, guys. You have until April 16th to go to, is it Terraco?
It's TARACO at AOL.com. You can email that address and say, hey, the Stephen Crypto Show is the best podcast, and my name is so-and-so, and that's it. But I recommend going to rondoaward.com and looking at the whole ballot. Go through that ballot and vote in this. You don't have to vote in every category, but vote for some of the other categories or just take time to look through the ballot. It's really fun to look through and find other creators. And, you know, you might find a new book to read or a movie that you missed or a documentary or something. And it's all like classic horror, sci-fi, just genre stuff.
All kinds of categories. Favorite horror host, best graphic arts presentation, best film, best TV series, best podcast.
Yep. Best podcast. Best podcast.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
And we have a lot of our past guests and friends and stuff are nominees this year too, so that's exciting. So let's scroll through a little bit.
Yeah, one that is under Best Podcast along with us, which is kind of cool, is the Grim Life Collective, and we both watch them on YouTube from time to time. And
I've been trying to get those guys on the show.
They seem pretty cool. I like their content.
I think they think they're better than us, though. there's a lot of good shows in there. Let's blah, blah, blah. I'm just looking through really quickly. Frankenstein Minute's pretty good. Each season they dissect one of the other Frankenstein movies and kind of break it down and talk about it. Of course, Grim Life. I love those guys. Great show. Cool people.
Yeah.
Monster Kid Radio. Derek Cook is awesome. He's like Monster Kid Hall of Famer. He's won this award and he always belongs on this list. His show is like phenomenal. Such a great show. Monster Party. That's always a blast. I don't know if you ever listened to those guys.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, I should.
They're a great show. I've listened to Podmortem a couple times. They were like horror news and update stuff. See, like, I'm finding stuff myself that I haven't listened to, like the Ray Harryhausen podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't know we even had a podcast. From the Ray Harryhausen
Foundation? Well, he don't, but the Harryhausen Foundation.
Well, I mean, yeah, one like, representing his work.
Yeah. But that's, yeah, that'd be weird. Wouldn't be good. They'd have to make, like, a stop motion dead guy. But, yeah. Sorry. No disrespect. I love Ray Harryhausen. He's legend. I love his stuff. But
I was going to say, we love his work, and we don't want to be rude, but yeah, I was about to make a joke and I just decided to pull that back. So yeah. Anyway,
Terror at Collinwood's another one. Penny Dreadful, who is a great horror host legend, she's like a Hall of Famer. She does a show and she talks about Dark Shadows series and the movies and stuff. There's a show called the Steven Crypto Show.
Who?
It's described as on the news monster and pop culture talk. It sounds rather familiar.
You know, I would vote for them.
I'd vote for those guys. But all these other guys are good. There's other cool categories. I like the best event category. There's always like big horror events, like a big panel or something at a big convention. Or like a couple years ago, David S. Melchin did a thing where he brought together some horror hosts and creators and they did a big like online Zoom panel. Stuff like that was cool, but there's some cool ones here. There's they did like a Betty Page Day when they dedicated a historical marker to her 100th birthday in Nashville, which is kind of cool. Lectures, Frank Dellastrito, who does, he's like a historian. They did a lecture at Monster Bash, which is pretty cool. There's something else. Oh, yeah, the Mick Garris postmortem podcast finale, which I'm not gonna say who I'm voting for, but it did bring out emotions because I'm a huge Mick Garris, his podcast. I was obsessed with it and it kind of inspired me a bunch, and I'm glad they won podcast of the year last year at our expense, but it's okay. If I would lose to anybody and be okay with it, it'd be Mick Garris. But yeah, there's cool stuff like that. You mentioned favorite horror hosts. That's always a good category.
Yeah.
Always the regulars. Like who we had here on Halloween, Svengoolie. He's always a regular. And he always seems to win it. But there's a lot of other good horror hosts out there. I mentioned Penny Dreadful. A couple friends that we've had on the show, if you want to.
Well, they have Best Blu-ray of 2023. Let's see what else here. There's Best Restoration or Upgrade. Like, there's a bunch of different categories. And again, like Steve was saying, you don't have to vote for every one of them. If you want to, you can easily just copy this list and just paste it into your email and then just put a little X next to the ones that you want to vote for. But then again, if you literally just feel like helping out this show, which we greatly appreciate, and just want to send an email to say that you wish to vote for us for best podcast, then that's all you have to do. That's it.
It's easy. It's easy, easy.
Or if you want to vote for three categories, then just do that. It's very easy.
And also on most of the categories, you can do a write-in too. Something that's not nominated, like the best interview category. There's a bunch of great interviews on here. And but you could write in, say like you're like, oh, I really, really, really liked that interview with Sam Ervin on the Steven Crypto Show, that two-parter that they did right before the Halloween series. That was amazing. Such a good conversation. I really loved it, and it should have been nominated. So I'm gonna write that one in. Or like, whoa, Svengoolie, that was a great chat. It was funny, and he gave us some insight and behind the scenes stuff on the show, and explained the Spawn of Svengoolie situation and what's going to happen with that, rather than go on Facebook and stuff and bitch about it and complain about these people when I could have just listened to this great interview on the Steven Crypto Show and heard all about it and got an understanding of it. Things like that. So you could write things in. There are a few big categories that you could write in at the end of the ballot. Once you scroll through it, there's like a best writer, a best artist for like all formats, a best fan artist, which there's a lot of amazing fan artists out there, and I have a couple in mind I'm going to suggest. And then there is a Monster Kid of the Year, which is the who did the most to advance the cause of horror and film and genre fun. There's a lot of people you could nominate for that. Like, I know some people that you could nominate for it. I know somebody, I know this dude that's been doing a lot of cool things and getting in movies and writing for magazines and periodicals, and he's, you know, co-hosting a podcast that's been nominated for a Rondo Award 3 times in a row. And I mean, I think somebody like that deserves a special recognition. There is a special recognition award and a Monster Kid of the Year award. Then there's the Monster Kid Hall of Fame, for it's where the legends go. And there's a great list of people already in that Hall of Fame. Like, I'm pulling up a list here of some of the people that are in it already. Like, imagine being on this list. Like Forrest J. Ackerman, Julie Adams from Creature from the Black Lagoon, Rick Baker. Let's see who we got. Blah, blah, blah. Ray Bradbury, Joe Bob Briggs, Rico Browning, Bob and Kathy Burns, Bill Cardill, who's Chili Billy, Veronica Carlson, Roger Corman, Joe Dante, Frank Dietz, who's a super cool guy. I've chatted with him a couple of times. Of course, Penny Dreadful, who I mentioned. So these are kind of people. Shit, Count Gore Duvall, Gilbert Gottfried, Ray Harryhausen, Cortland Hull, Sarah Karloff, Boris's kid, Derek Cook, our friend. Of course, he's in there. He deserves it. Rich Coes, who is Svengoolie. Just, I don't need to read this whole list, but I do got to mention some of our... I'm going to go through and mention our friends, like Mr. Lobo. And who else? What other buddies do we got on here? Damn, a lot of these people have been on our show. What does that say about our show? It says maybe people should vote for our show. Oh, Bob Wilkins. He's cool, too. Anyways, that's the kind of stuff that this thing does. It's like, this is the Oscars or the Grammys or something for
horror.
For horror and Monster Kids and us horror nerds. So,
yep.
Just like I said, being nominated is the big freaking honor.
And yeah.
Said it a million times when we started. One of the things we want to do is get nominated for this. And we've done it. It's the third year.
And we know some of you guys that are listening right now have already voted. Yes. And we thank you so much for that.
Let's make some noise this year in this thing. Because we don't know how many more years the Rondo Awards are going to be happening.
Yeah.
Because the powers that be behind it are thinking about retiring soon. And we don't know if anybody's cool enough as David to keep this thing going.
Yeah. But we actually had him on our show, too. Yeah. So go check that out.
The story of the Rondos. Yeah.
If you want to hear a little bit of history on this whole thing, you can go find that.
But yeah, that's what's up with us. We got nominated in the best podcast category. We're super honored. And, you know, saying all this, tooting our own horn, talking shit. We're just fucking around. Like, really, when it comes down to it, it is crazy. I'm flattered. It's definitely awesome that people think enough of us to do that. And
I'm not really used to that kind of thing, so it's pretty nice.
There's other cool potential big things happening for us over this next year too that we're not gonna jinx ourselves and mention too much, but it involves like being guests at some conventions and other things.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that eventually. But we have a visitor on this episode. Ron Ford, who has been on here, he's a writer and filmmaker. He has a couple projects in the works, one including a short film. And he asked us if we would just plug it for him. And I was like, no. Like, you come on and you plug it. Like, people need to hear it from the source. They'd hear it from the man himself. So we had Ron Ford come back on. He'd been on the show in the past, but he's back just for a short, quick thing to tell you guys about this campaign he's running and about a new book he just dropped. So let's run that. We'll introduce you to a new show collaborator, or what would it be called?
Yeah, collaborator seems fine.
So we'll introduce you to them, and then we'll get into the Ron Ford thing.
Hey, it's Sven Gulli from MeTV. You see me every Saturday night, but right now you're listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. Don't confuse that with the Beav and Scripto Show, which is Jerry Mathers talking to a pen. You might have to Google that one. Anyway, and please continue to support the horror hosts who are all out there. You know, I'm very grateful for your support, and the fact that we've nationally been successful has actually shown some TV markets that there is a need for hosted horror. So it's great that we're continuing the genre, and we need your support. So please keep supporting horror hosts. We thank you. I do too.
Shit, Steve, call me Alaska Airlines because I'm barely holding myself together.
Too soon with the Alaska Airlines, but I feel you.
You sure? You sure? Too soon?
A little bit.
You know what? That's fine. Fortunately, I got hooked up with these tropical THC gummies from Sunday Scaries. They're called couch potatoes.
Yeah, they're legal. Yeah, they're real. Yes, you definitely get high. And no, you shouldn't drive.
Couch potatoes come in four different flavors. Tropical flavors, that is. Mango, pineapple, orange, and blue razz. They're so tasty, they'll have your taste buds signing up for jury duty.
You know, couch potatoes are ideal for boosting your happiness and relaxation by entering a mild euphoric state.
And whether you had a shitty day of work, the kids are finally asleep, or you spent the weekend with the in-laws, just take one gummy and watch your stresses melt away.
You can get 20% off your order with the code SteveCrypto at SundayScaries.com. Afraid? Don't be. There's a 100% money-back guarantee on all purchases, so there's no buying risk.
Check out SundayScaries.com and feel good.
Hey, what is happening, Steven Crypto listeners? We have a friend back to pop in and tell us about a new project he has going. A while back, we talked with Ron Ford about something he was working on. It's still in the works, coming sooner or later, but he has a couple new things. One, he just released a book called The Grave Robbers, which hopefully he'll tell us a little about that. And he has a new campaign for a film he's doing called Frankenstein's Confession. So Ron Ford, just jump right in. Let's hear about the book first.
Okay. Well, like you said, the book's called The Grave Robbers. Excuse me. It's not a horror novel. It sounds like it. It's about a group of weirdos in the McCarthy era in the early 1950s making a horror film in Hollywood, non-union and, you know, doing a guerrilla style, and happened to hide from HUAC stooges and from the unions. But there's a character who's sort of based on Bela Lugosi, who's an aging horror actor. They get out of the hospital, drug addict. And anyway, it's a story that I wrote originally as a screenplay, a spec screenplay about 40 years ago. And it's the one that got me the job writing The Fear. The producer of The Fear loved the script. I said it was, excuse me, he didn't think it was a commercial project, so he hired me to write a horror film for him. Anyway. That story, I never was able to get it off the ground as a film, so now it's a novel. And it's available on Amazon right now in Kindle and paperback.
Well, the main thing we wanted to promote is Frankenstein's Confession. So tell us all about that and about the campaign, how people could get involved to help make it happen.
I always loved the novel Frankenstein. I love the movies, too. All of them. I love all. The novel is philosophical. I mean, and none of them have really captured that the beautiful creature. There's just articulate and tortured and, very intelligent creature. And that's the Frankenstein I want to make. I thought about this for years. This is just going to be a short film. It's all basically in one setting. But the monster is terminal at this point. He's changing the ending from the novel a little bit just for the sake of being able to shoot it on our small budget. But so he's killed his master and he's mortally wounded. So he goes to this priest he's constantly speculating about his place in God's universe in the novel, or he reads Paradise Lost and has that concept of God. So he wants to be given a name. He wants to be, hear his confession and give him absolution and give him a name before he dies. So in a philosophical discussion ensues about his place in the universe and in God's universe. If he was, if he's a work of the devil, if he's a product of God, he wasn't born of woman, and he hasn't been baptized and all this mumbo jumbo. And of course rejects him. I won't tell you any more than that, but it's basically a philosophical debate with a Frankenstein monster and a priest. And we've got a guy named Sean Shea, who's doing the makeup. He's just really, really good, really professional, slick cosplayer guy. He's making a mask out of silicone that'll totally move with the actor's face. And it's going to be an impressive makeup, impressive film. We've got two of the best actors I know are starring in it. The campaign's going on at Indiegogo. Go to Indiegogo.com and search for Frankenstein's Confession. It'll come right up.
We'll definitely post the link here too.
I appreciate it.
So I noticed you have a couple perks on there for people to get a special thank you on screen and stuff like that. People dig that stuff. So that's,
yeah, I mean, I don't know if I can remember them all off the top of my head, but they're, the under $20 is you get a screen credit as a contributor. There's several different levels up to the Prometheus donor level. That's you get a final DVD of the movie with extra shrink wrap, and a mini poster, and a credit as a producer. Anyway, I think that's it. There might be another one too.
People go look, check it out, find all the details. And I believe you have a pitch video on there too.
Yeah.
That kind of explains it pretty well for people. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a pretty interesting, a whole different take on the story. I dig it, because knowing you, you're a big fan of, like you say, the Frankenstein story and just monster stuff in general. You're a monster kid, so you kind of have that love for this.
Well,
so
of course.
It's going to really play into, you're taking it to a deeper level, which is pretty cool.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, it is just when I don't want to just do it out of my pocket like I do most of my short films,
Yeah.
And I just make it. But this is a period piece and I want it to look really good. I've got really good DP, signed, lined up director of photography and sound guy. Got the whole crew, all the best people in town here working on it. Hopefully be my slickest, best looking little movie ever.
Yeah. I noticed you've been posting on your social media some pictures and a little bit of behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah,
so that's cool. People could follow you, and if they want to see that stuff and keep up on that, it's a cool project. I really want people to go check it out and contribute to it. I know I did, and I can't wait to see it happen, and I can't wait to see the final product. So is there anything else you want to throw out there?
Well, not offhand, I think that's about all the projects I can have in the works now that I can talk about. There's always other things going on. I might have my hands in something a lot bigger, science fiction film, but I can't really talk much about it.
Well, maybe once that ball gets rolling and you can talk about it, maybe we'll talk some more. And
sure, for sure. I'd love to.
Ron, we made this short and sweet. I know you wanted us to pitch it for you, but I figured it'd be better to have the man himself pop in here and tell us about it. So,
oh, I appreciate it. Oh, one more thing. Next month, the issue 134 of Scary Monsters comes out, and I have an article in there. It's about a little-known horror host who was in the Pacific Northwest when I was a kid. We used to be on the show, my brother and me. And I wrote an article about the Dr. Zinger horror host. So check that out.
I wrote a thing that sent into them about like the history of Northwest horror hosts. It's hard to dig in and find stuff, but it's out there. But they publish it. They publish it in the letters, but they had like a couple pages.
Yeah, I remember that. And there was a mention of Zinger in there too.
I did mention Zinger. I found him, and I kind of actually wrote it more like an article for a horror fanzine out of Portland called Stapled Spine. That's really good old school. Like literally he cut and paste pieces together, like a old school, like a punk rock zine or something. Uh-huh. And we put a little Northwest Horror Host thing in there to kind of learn the youngsters, learn the kids about the history. Because there's a history here. But we got to find you guys that got to enjoy them shows and hear more about it. So
now we
got
to pass it on so they won't be forgotten.
It's a sad thing that so much of that footage is lost. Yeah. But it is what it is. Let's keep the tradition alive and keep the monster movies coming. We need them.
I'll do my best.
Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve.
Ron, thanks for popping in, my friend.
All right. Take care.
Hey, this is Dr. Gangrene. You're watching the Steve. No, you're not. You're listening to the Steve and Crypto Show right here on whatever network you're on. I don't know what you're on. Don't ask me. I can't see what you're doing, but keep listening and tune in next week for more cool content on the Steve and Crypto Show.
Okay, we are back. Thank you, Ron, for popping in. It's always good to hear from you. This is going to be a cool little film he got going here. Interesting take on the Frankenstein story. I'm looking forward to it. Stay tuned for more info on that eventually. Go check the campaign. Consider contributing a couple bucks to it because I feel like this needs to be made. And most of the time when Ron does one of his shorts, he like does it all out of pocket. And he wants to give a little extra to this one. So help it out. Make it happen. There's cool perks. If you kick in enough, you'll be like a on-screen producer or something. Do it. In the show notes, you'll find the link to it and all that important stuff.
Yeah, contribute. Be a part of indie film.
Yes, definitely support indie film. So has there been any interesting news? I know when we were planning this episode, we were kind of sitting and like digging in, like what kind of interesting news should we mention to fill out this episode? And there wasn't much.
Yeah, there's
like what there the fuck
still
is happening?
A ton.
Like we've
Comic-Con
recently,
just happened last weekend.
All I've heard is bad stuff about it.
Yeah.
Like I kind of personally don't. I'm not even gonna say the name of the convention, but I don't really bother going to it no more.
Yeah.
But it's a big show here in the area in the Northwest, and they had a lot of okay guests, and but I heard it was just a big fucking mess. Like,
yeah,
they had like one building where it was all like the celebrities were, and then like blocks away was where all like the artists and vendors and stuff were.
Great.
And across the street there was other like panels, and they had it broke up all over.
See, they used to have it all in one building. I mean, I've only been one time. You can speak on it a little bit more. But I've only been to our Comic-Con once. And back then, they had it all in one building that was like six floors. And I just went on the last day on Sunday. And I felt like I needed more time. I think I only got to look at like half, like three of the floors.
Well, just think like, you would need more time now because you
have to go to two different buildings.
And
yeah. And that's going to take away a lot of
like
attention from the artist building.
Because everybody's going to be stuck in the lines with celebrities for hours and hours while artists are sitting over there, who I think are the real driving force behind these shows, is the artists and creators.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool meeting your favorite celebrities and stuff, but like, I don't know. I like the artist, a comic book artist, me paying them $10 for a copy of their comic for them to sign goes further for them than, you know, a millionaire film actor.
$300 for a photo.
Yeah. Not that they don't deserve respect. I do respect them. I appreciate them. But it's just, I don't know, just the setup is just stupid.
And anybody listening, if you don't go to a lot of conventions and you're about to go to one, keep this in mind. There is a difference between a photo or like photo autograph opportunity and a photo op. Because like if you just go up to someone, a celebrity that has their little table and you have the option to get an autograph or a photo with them, you'll probably get a little bit more time. to also have a small conversation with them. But a photo op is literally just stand next to them, take a picture, move on.
Yeah, snap and move on.
Yeah.
That's what you'll get at like the bigger conventions with bigger name celebrities. But
if that's all you want, then fine. Yeah, but that's it. That's fine. But
I'm good. I'm
you can pay a hell of a lot less and be able to have a moment with some of these celebrities that are a little bit less known, or not even lesser known, but just
you could contribute $1 a month to our to our Patreon, and we'll freaking talk to you, and we'll message with you, and
we'll talk, we'll message, buddy. I'll send you an autographed photo.
Yeah,
send us a certain amount of money. Well, we can talk about that.
Yeah, it's for $1. Well, I paid $300 bucks with somebody that is never going to remember you, but us, we'll give you a lasting memory for a lifetime.
And we only have like 10 fans, so of course we'll remember you.
Yeah, yeah. Might even remember your name. Well, Crypto Mike.
I'm sorry, we have 11 fans. I didn't mean to leave the other one out.
Shit, I forget my own name sometimes. But, so yeah, tried to see if we could come up with some news to talk about. And instead, we just like trashed on the biggest Comic-Con in the in the region.
Well, Crypticon's where it's at.
We could trash on
and you know that.
We could trash on them pictures that came out from the Crow.
Yeah.
The new Crow. Like, whatever. I don't even know what to say about it.
I think I'd rather watch the Pigeon movie that's coming up.
They should make one with the Pigeon. Like, how, what would that story be? Like, what would the plot of that story
An
be?
An alley bum like gets powers from a pigeon.
From a pigeon, yeah. Like, yeah.
The lady from Home Alone, like, passes on her abilities to him. Here, they're yours now. I hope you enjoy all of your outfits covered in bird shit.
Yep.
All the time. What are my powers here?
Like
there actually aren't any powers.
Yeah, you like get a meal every day, and you get to do your laundry once a week. Like,
yeah,
that'd be powers.
Well, I mean, I guess they would have the power of like bird seed. Here, throw this bird seed. And,
I mean, like
your enemies.
The crow story is like he got this supernatural power to get revenge. Like, what would the guy in the alley? What would he need revenge
for? What would the pigeon man need revenge for?
Like, did somebody, like, somebody not, like, give him $1 when he was panhandling or something?
Maybe his mother was ran over by a garbage truck.
That's terrible. That's probably her own fault, but... So he gets pigeon powers to get revenge on the garbage, or to get a poop on it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's his power. He can just fly around and shit on things.
He just is out for the garbage truck company.
He just flies around pooping on garbage trucks.
Yeah.
Make this movie, people. Forget the Bill Skarsgård crow. Make the fucking pigeon. Wow.
I want to cut. If somebody makes that. Addison, if you're listening, if you make this movie, Right. I just want a small little
cut. I feel like this would be more like an MMH movie. No, we shouldn't be telling. We should be making this ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned that there's going to be a new Strangers movie, right?
Yeah. The Strangers Chapter 1, I believe it's coming out May 17th, and the trailer is out now. I haven't watched it yet, but you can check it out on YouTube, I imagine.
I haven't even watched the first movie. You've seen it.
I've seen it.
I think I tried to get you to tell me about it, and you like kind of beat around the bush and wouldn't really tell me details.
Yeah,
what the hell's it about?
It's a home invasion film.
Okay,
is what it is.
Okay.
So there's like a girl. I mean, again, I've only seen it once, maybe twice. There was Liv Tyler. I think Liv Tyler was the star of the first one, and she's just hanging out at her house one night, and these three people try to break in, and that's all that I'm going to tell you.
Why? It's an old movie. People have seen it. So what is it? Are they like, what's their agenda? Like, why are they doing this?
You want me to just spoil it for you?
Yeah.
it's nothing crazy.
Right. They're just
like,
doing
she literally asked, she asked one of them, like, why are you doing this?
She was so calm when she said, why are you doing this?
No, she's, yeah? No. Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this? Okay. I was like, she's a better actor than that. Pardon me, sir, mister with the axe that's about to chop me. Why are you doing this to me?
She's like, are you here to steal my money? And they're like, dream on. She's like, that's my father.
Yeah. No, you're stealing my dad's music. take my dad's music, but don't take my money.
Here's his saddle. You can take it. Yeah. Back on the saddle again. She says, why are you doing this? And he says, because you were here. That's it.
So they just wanted to just...
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go in this house and... See, that's... And this was like a kind of a mainstream-ish movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And they waited a long time to make a sequel, which did not do very well from what I recall.
I think maybe just spending the whole time trying to figure out, like, all right, we need a fucking reason why this is happening.
Yeah. And now they have three more movies that they have already filmed. And
really,
so yeah, this is the first chapter is coming. It takes place in Oregon,
so
this is
gonna be chapter
cool.
One. Is the next one probably gonna be chapter two?
I imagine. Who knows what's gonna happen after
the,
that?
The next one will be part three, chapter one, chapter two, and part three.
I guess.
That reminds me of that, like, reminds me of there's an indie film from a little while back called Axe Grinder.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of. The beginning of that movie kind of reminds me of you talking about that. They're like, why are you killing us? And they just did it.
Yeah.
Then, like, the little kid was hiding, and the dude's like, you'll understand eventually, or something like that. Like, it was good. It sounds like a better plot than The Strangers.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm going to watch the trailer. Like, yeah. I said, it takes place in Oregon, so I'm intrigued
just because
of that.
Oregon.
Yeah, it's somewhat close to home. I don't know much about this. I can't tell you a lot, but there's a movie called Stranger in the Woods that's going to be coming out.
Right.
I guess it's from Adam and Kyle Newacek.
What are they from?
Now, Kyle Newacek is the producer of What We Do in the Shadows, I believe. Before that, he was on Workaholics. So he was like the director of that show, I believe, probably wrote with them as well, because he's just buddies with those guys. And so him and his brother are making this horror film together. So we'll see how that goes. But that's all I got about that at this
time. There's like no details about it either, is there? I think I was trying to look at it because you mentioned it. I tried to look it up and I didn't see shit about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of loose information at this point.
excuse me.
We got Ghostbusters Frozen Empire coming out March 22nd, 2 days before my birthday. So I'll probably go and see that for something to do.
Actually, the 23rd, we're going to be at SquatchCon in Port Angeles.
That's right.
Port Angeles, Washington.
Yep. Yeah.
That should be fun. So if you're in the Northwest, come up there to SquatchCon in Port Angeles.
Come bring me my birthday present.
Bring me his birthday present too. I want presents too. Or just come up and buy some merch and hang out. And if you're doing something cool there, if you're part of the show, come by and tell us what you're doing, and maybe we'll record a segment for the show or something. Because we always like to recap events we're at. What else? They're starting to shoot the Crystal Lake show this summer.
I heard about that.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
I heard they're starting.
It's like
to shoot
prequel,
it.
Right? Supposed to be like prequel, like way back.
Yeah.
Like his mom or something.
Yeah, I really
they're
don't
being secret, super secretive about.
Yeah,
it.
I don't know much. I just know that they're starting to film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then why are we talking about it?
Anyway, that's all we got.
Yeah, as I said, there's fucking not much happening. Like all the stuff we've already mentioned in recent episodes, or there's going to be Skybound Entertainment, Image Comics. It's like part of Image Comics is going to be putting out. I don't know a lot about this, but in August they're putting out a Universal Monsters Frankenstein comic. series. It'll probably be a mini series, I assume, because they did one, a Dracula one, a little while back, too. That was pretty good. I picked up a couple issues of it and enjoyed it. That, and not all that much else left. Mainly, we wanted to get on this episode and hype the Rondo Awards that were nominated, because it's a big deal to us. And we got a bunch of other. We got other stuff that we're working on for you guys.
We'll have more to talk about down the road.
Some more interviews, some more. We're working on booking some events coming up. So we'll announce more of that as we get deeper into it and get more stuff confirmed. But for now, we want to remind you guys, go support our friends on the Deluxe Edition Network. A whole bunch of great shows, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Give the podcast in a month a shot. We mentioned who they were earlier. Go to our Patreon.
Go to patreon.com/SteveCrypto. Go check out that exclusive content. Go to buymeacoffee.com/SteveCrypto and contribute to the show. Be sure to check out our Facebook group. Just look up the show and you'll find us. Also, contribute in there if you got something that you want to share. And find us online, CryptoZoo88, the Steve Strout. Leave a review wherever you're listening to the show. We'd appreciate that. 5 stars, please.
5 stars, yeah. And a quick reminder, and another thank you to Ron Ford for popping in. Remind you guys, go check out his campaign. Get involved in that. And let's help him make that happen. And keep an eye out for a bunch of other awesome indie films that we kind of mentioned and that we're involved in. So, yeah, I think that's a good point for us to say goodbye.
All right.
He has a batch of the Sunday Scaries he's going to take home and make his evening less scary once he puts the kids to bed. And
yeah. I took a CBD one at the beginning of this episode, and I'm already feeling a little relaxed. So
nice and relaxed.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. It's a good thing we didn't have a fucking lot to talk about then, because if you were got too relaxed. And
I'm not too relaxed. They're not that.
Just relaxed enough.
They're not that heavy. No.
Well, they're basically to just take the edge off.
Yeah.
Like, I even tried them, and I usually don't, but. With that being said, go support all our friends and our collaborators and all that stuff, and Expedition Roasters and
Galactic Druid Treats, Sunday Scaries. We appreciate them all.
We appreciate
them. Go check out
what
they have to offer.
And stay tuned on social media, because we are going to be announcing a giveaway very soon to celebrate the Rondos. So, yes, go do it. Thank
all right,
you guys.
Lordy, lordy, we'll catch you on number 140. Peace!